Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and in the bio, you'll find a link to our Talking Puck Discord. It's a growing community of hockey fans just like yourselves, folks who watch our Talking Puck TV show every Sunday night at 9 p.m. with me and former Avs voice Mike Haynes. And you know what? All week long, we're talking hockey, and we'll be talking hockey for the remainder of the summer and on into the fall. Unusual times in the pandemic, but with the return to play, I think really now hitting full swing, this is really the first we're seeing of which teams are going to be able to bounce back, which teams are not going to be able to bounce back. So it's interesting to me that, you know, some teams picked up where they left off. Philadelphia's looked pretty good. Colorado's looked pretty good. Vegas has looked pretty good. But there have been a couple of teams we looked at and said, when are they going to put it in gear? The Boston Bruins were one of them. Well, Boston now seems to have it in gear. St. Louis was another one. It took the Blues 6 games to find their first win. But finally, in Game 3 of their series against Vancouver, in overtime, they managed to win. Is this St. Louis finding its game? For parts of Game 3, I thought, yes, this looks like the Blues team that we knew and saw run to a Stanley Cup last year. Not getting behind 3-0 is obviously crucial as compared to 2-1. It is a long series. You'll have a long way to go. But the point I want to make is that St. Louis is a team that was afforded the luxury, because of the way the return to play went, of basically playing 3 games that were enough of a tune-up, and then having a little bit of a start here to the round of 16, a couple more games to get it going. They went 0-for in the round robin, just could not find a way to get things going. Dallas is another team that really struggled in the round robin. The only team they beat was St. Louis, and they had to do it by taking them past regulation even in that game. And so Dallas couldn't find a way to score goals. They're looking a little bit better now, like they're waking up just a little bit in that series against Calgary. And then you have St. Louis waking up a little bit now. You look at some of the other teams, and it's tough to criticize a team like the Penguins. And we know Jim Rutherford came out last week and said he wants to keep his core intact but is going to make major changes. They did not get it going in time. But the Penguins didn't have the luxury of getting it going. They didn't have the cushion that St. Louis and Dallas have had. They had to get it going in a round of 5, did not, lost, went home. Washington is a team that I'm still waiting to see the Capitals show up. They did okay. You know, they've shown flashes of being the Capitals team that won a cup a couple of years ago, but it's not the same for them right now. And really, in the series against the Islanders, boy, kudos to Barry Trotz and the Islanders. They have really shut down Washington. But I think it's tough to jump on a team and judge them based on what you've seen here, unless that team has gotten it going. And then, boy, that's it kind of makes it all the more impressive, doesn't it? That a team could come into camp like a Vegas, like a Philadelphia, and roll through round robin and Colorado. And I wouldn't say that Vegas rolled through Colorado, but that was a good game. Two really good teams. And those teams had it going from the start. That is so hard to do. And we're seeing examples of that right now. Games have been close, but I think on average, the more talented team is going to win and come out ahead in most of these series. The better coached teams, the more disciplined teams, certainly, although power plays have been abysmal in the return to play here so far, but it's not for lack of chances. Holy cow, have they whistled a lot of different stuff. And I think that's settling down too. It was also a little bit of a preseason for the refs, let's be honest. Everybody had to shake the rust off. And I think now, as we get into more this round of 16, we're seeing what we're used to seeing for playoff hockey. And I believe that that's what we're going to continue to see. But don't judge too harshly the teams that just didn't get it back going. Toronto is another one. They faced a tough opponent in the Columbus Blue Jackets, and Columbus managed to find a way to not let Toronto ever really get on track consistently. It's what they're doing to Tampa Bay right now. I realize Tampa Bay is jumping out in front of them here, but look, the Lightning have had to really work to get out to the series lead against the Blue Jackets. And so don't judge too harshly these teams, although some teams are going to have to make moves. Next year's flat cap, you're going to see some adjustments. You're going to see some people lose their jobs both on and off the ice over this. But, you know, as things shake out, teams progress and get through to the round of eight, the round of four, and then finally, once we get to a Stanley Cup final, I think we're going to really see what's going to be a tremendous matchup no matter who makes it out of that, especially the conference final. I'm not sure if it's going to pan out the way you think it might, but boy, oh boy, I am excited to see those teams make their way through, and this is an unusual time, and you never know. Could a Montreal figure out a way to slip through? Could a Calgary figure out a way to slip through? Well, of course they can. Of course. That's why we play these games. The 8 seed can do damage, or in this case, a 12 seed. But at the end of the day, I expect the talent will rise to the top, especially as we get more games under our belt. That is the other thing. As these teams really get it going, get back into that game sharpness, which I think is progressing every round so far, that's really what's going to matter the most. So you know what? If you've enjoyed the hockey so far, buckle up. There's a lot more to come. All right, that'll do it for this episode of Tiny Biscuits. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Look forward to talking to you again here very soon. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the podcast. Very much appreciate it. And also, drop a like. We're always over on the YouTube channel. You can look for Talking Puck on YouTube and on Twitch as well. You can watch some of the past shows and past segments. And Mike Haynes and I are always live, 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, talking hockey. Hope you can be there. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next time.